slightly worse, because it is simply the Labour Party looking at the Labour Party saying, well, I think things are going pretty well all round. There's a couple of bits here that maybe we can improve on. If I look at Obi and Scrooge to sort of start off with, now the top council race for is a member of the Labour Party, and I'm aware of that. But for instance, his first paragraph in the opening scrutiny committee report, he refers to the bedroom tax. Now, while council often uses the term to be council, it is not, in fact, an official term. It is a Labour Party term, and he could have used the term bedroom Saturday, as council often suggested, and he wished, or even the actual name. Okay? So, from my point of view, it seems to me that even that first paragraph, there's a very clear statement about this is a Labour Party, we're having a look at our own stuff. The growth strategy, which was, I think, much more controversial in some areas than others. And there was some strong criticism of the council, especially, I have to say, for Belton Council. But if we looked at those, there were some concerns about the way in which the Colnet development was handled, the way in which the growth marketplace was handled, none of which are reflected here. And I think probably for the detriment of the report itself. Similarly, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm aware of the church. The heart of these green centres, as we mentioned this evening, the swimming. I should declare an interest over there as someone who attends to Greenwich Royals with my children at various points. The idea that the swimming pool, the pools, the arches, perhaps the arches, is in any way satisfactory for the local swimming clubs is genuinely laughable. The Greenwich Royals, they now are, really won't be able to use it. I think I went recently to the Glass Mill Centre's leadership, which is down by the station. It has a variable depth, so you can move the floor up and down, so it can be used for waste, can be used for other sorts of aerobics going for the council said it wants it. So the idea that the council could justify its approach on the basis that look, you can't make this work, is not only complete nonsense, it's complete nonsense which we can see within 5 miles. The Glasgow Leisure Centre is a model that the council should be looking at to follow. Similarly, I have to say, I raised concerns about the way which competitive school sports is being done as well, and the way it compares poorly to modern events. Things which I think personally it would be nice to see reflected in some way in this document. If I could just briefly address Councillor Grant's comments, it is a long time ago, before even I came on the council, that Councillor Harris chaired, I believe it was Councillor Harris, chaired a committee. And it may well be that he was too political for the Labour Party because he was not a member of the Labour Party. And I think we need to accept that that is a possibility. That in fact he just didn't like it because he was actually being critical. Now, I understand why you don't necessarily like that, but the point of the democracy may be, the point of swimming might be, that in fact we should be being a bit more critical. So, the Mayor, I absolutely appreciate Councillor Hill's as a serious, sensitive individual, but unfortunately, Labour Party, and while this is the case, I can't see how he can possibly act as the chief critic for this council. Until we all get out of place, I don't think scrutiny can possibly be done properly. It needs someone from outside.